We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A dozen of the Democratic presidential debate candidates debate tonight in Westerville, Ohio.
Bloomberg reporter Gregory Corti is on our news line. Gregory, what will you be watching for tonight?
Well, this is the first debate since we had a debate last month in Houston. And in that month, so much has changed. The whole political world, really, the backdrop has changed. We have this impeachment probe. We have Elizabeth Warren slowly gaining in the polls to the point where she's now effectively even with Joe Biden. Of course, Bernie Sanders has had a heart attack, so there's going to be a lot of attention paid on him and how he performs in this debate. And we have a couple of candidates that we haven't seen or that hasn't seen in a while, and Tom Steyer and Tulsi Gabbard, who were not at the last debate. So there's just a different dynamic tonight, and it has really shaken up this race.
You mentioned some polls have Elizabeth Warren jumping ahead of Joe Biden, and Biden, of course, has been in President Trump's crosshairs. And Biden's son regarding the whole Ukraine gas company deal. What does Biden have to do tonight, do you think, to turn the tide?
Well, he has constantly deflected any questions about his son's role in this Ukrainian energy company and in this Chinese private equity concern, and immediately turning it around on Trump. But there are going to be questions about whether or not his son should have been involved with these in the first place, if for no other reason than the perception of a conflict of interest. And Hunter Biden himself acknowledged that this morning in an interview with Good Morning America, that he did not use the best judgment in getting into these. So that's going to make it, at the one hand, it's going to maybe soften the ground a little bit for Joe Biden to explain that tonight, but it's also going to continue to raise questions. And so to me, the question is how the other Democrats on the stage deal with that. Do they also have some concerns about Hunter Biden? Or will they just attack President Trump and how he's sort of made up parts of this whole Hunter Biden conspiracy theory?
And you wonder, will more candidates attack Elizabeth Warren now that the polls put her at the top of the heap?
Yeah, and she has been remarkably above the fray in the previous three debates, where no one has really laid much of a glove on her, and she has been able to really run her own campaign on her own message without getting sidetracked by having to respond to anybody else on stage. Yeah, now that she is at least the co-front runner, I would certainly expect some of the lower polling candidates to try to take a chip off of her.
Gregory, thanks for your insight. Bloomberg reporter Gregory Corti.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.